podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
Local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
It's the flight and the fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star.
Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Let's go. care about the waitress? Should I try conformity? Maybe then you'd love me. You're a widow, always were a widow, always be a widow. Yeah, I know. It was scissorhands, yeah, you cut me deep. Think you're beautiful, you think I'm just a creep. It was scissorhands, yeah, you cut me deep. Think you're beautiful, you think I'm just a creep. I'm just a creep. Edward Scissorhands, yeah, you're beautiful. Edward Scissorhands, I think you're beautiful. Edward Scissorhands, yeah, you cut me deep. Think you're beautiful. Think I'm just a creep. Just a creep. Just a creep. One part of emotion, one part of
he'll never know. We're just too damn blind to see. Is it her? Is it me? Is this where you wanna be? Is this all you really want from me? We'll live more than it for my soul. All the glory you'll never know. We're just all too damn blind to see. And yes, it's her.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned in to the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri, AltRockRadio.ca in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, RootaRootRadio.com on the beaches of San Diego, California, XRPRadio.co.uk. in Birmingham, United Kingdom, right here in the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania, on buildthescene.com/radio. This is episode number 602 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. With me tonight is Rocky Lamondi. What's up, Rocky?
What's up? How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing well. So Rocky has been on the show a handful of times for various things. We talked about SOS, PGH a handful of times. We did some Borstal Boys things, and now we have another project coming out of Rocky's mind that we're going to discuss. So it is music from the 412, and let's start off talking about the late night concert series. You want to give us some info on that?
Yeah. So I started a late night concert series, which is down at the VFW in the South Side. It's, shows start at 11 and they go till 3 a.m. It's every Friday and Saturday night in January and February. And I think we're going to probably continue it past that. We got to get through the winter here. It seemed like we picked a tough time to start getting people to come out. But we did have a couple good nights last weekend. We had Black Ridge out there and we had Slam Band and Sam. It was really good. And it's going to continue for the next 2 months. So every Friday and Saturday night, there's a band. And so if you're going out to an early show, because most shows start around 8 now or 9 o'clock, and it's over by 11 or 12, you can come out and enjoy another band and have some more drinks, you know, down at the VFW and support some original local music, because that's what it mainly is original local music.
So I believe, did you find a replacement for the 29th?
Yes, Concrete Soul is replacing Half Wheel.
All right, so on the 21st, you have Dominic Fusca and Chuck
Austin. Yes.
22nd is Mean Blue Planets.
Yes, and I played with them at Moondogs with Super Monkey last weekend, and those guys are really good.
And then the 28th has Gutter Rich, Concrete Soul, yes. And the 29th.
Yes.
And then February 4th, Brian Genovese.
Yes, Norm Nardini.
On the 5th, some Pittsburgh royalty there.
There you go. And the 11th, the Common Crown. And then the Borstal Boys are back at it on the 12th. Moonshine Jasmine is in there on the 18th. Another Day is the 19th. And the 25th, Crash Army. And the 26th, the Bell Jumpers.
Is False Positive also with Crash Army?
Yes, they are. Yes.
I was just hanging out with False Positive singer on Saturday night.
Yeah, how was that? The Squirrel Hill Sports Bar, right?
Yeah, the venue is definitely, from the pictures I saw of what they had before, it's a huge improvement. It's actually like the next storefront next to the bar.
There used to
be a theater there.
Oh, did they get the theater?
They got the theater.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. That's cool. I thought they ripped the theater down when they built the next building.
Mm-mm. There's
really cool. I didn't know they got the theater there.
So there's like a, I went in through the bar and came through a side door, not realizing.
So you go to the right now.
Okay. But there's actually, there is a separate door to get into the into the venue part. I just didn't realize it.
What's it hold now? How many people does it hold?
I don't know what the capacity is. There was, like, you walk in from the bar and there's like a raised section up there with another bar. Okay. And there's a bunch of seating up there. And then you come down a ramp and there's seating at the bottom of the ramp. And then the stage is at the front of the building.
That's cool, man. I'm going to have to go check it out.
And they have a big projection screen behind the bands.
Okay.
It wasn't in use that night. My guess is that they're probably projecting sports on there. But I would assume that bands could use it. I mean, if I had it, I would tell bands, hey, use this.
Yep. We're not the ones making the call in these places.
Right. There's definitely some room for improvement, but considering it was the first time that they've had a band in there, they've been doing some DJ stuff in there. I was surprised. I mean, it lots of room.
Let's hope the bands take hold there and we get rid of the stupid ass DJ stuff. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
I'm so
sorry. Now this Friday I'm going to Black Forge 2 for the first time. Down in McKee's Rocks and Crash Army. I'm doing some photographs for them.
Okay.
It's a Crash Army who is not a metal band and a bunch of metal bands. So it should be interesting.
Yeah, those guys rehearse at the same building as we do.
Crash Army does?
Yes.
I did not realize that.
Yeah.
I've done, I don't know, 4 or 5 photo shoots for them. And John has done one for them as well.
That's cool.
They actually have a video coming out, I think this Friday, that John is in.
Oh, great. Well, maybe we can, when you edit this, you could put that video in this.
I can embed that one.
There you go.
So the late night concert series is almost like an introduction to your music in the 412.
Yes.
So it's not really what you have planned, but it's a, hey, let me show you where we're headed.
Well, music from the 412 is going to be, which you know, because you're working on the website and you're helping me out with some things. It's going to be a channel on the internet, on the interweb, that you could go to, and it's going to be nothing but local music, but it's going to be videos. So it's going to be videos of all local bands and all different kinds of music as well. So it's not just going to be rock and roll. It's going to be, it could be anything from jazz, blues, rock, all genres of music. Which, by the way, if you're watching this and you want to get your video on it, pretty soon Bill's going to release the website, and all you got to do is submit your video to us and we'll put it in rotation. As long as it is a professionally done video, it'll get in rotation. There will also be shows on it. I'm doing a late night show myself. It's not really late night, but it's kind of in that vein where I do interviews and bands play live. Bobby C is going to be doing a show. Bob's Garage. Also, Eric and Judy are going to be doing a show with their show, but that one's going to be a little bit different. It's going to be about local musicians around town, what they collect, like, you know, if they collect Pez dispensers or whatever it is. So the interviews will be done while they're going through their collection or what they, you know, things like that. So there's going to be a bunch of different shows on it, as well as videos being played all the time. And I'm also going to be putting on concert series here and there with it as well. But it's mainly going to be a video station where people could just put on and listen to local music and watch local videos. And it's not going to be something where you could pull up a YouTube video and watch just that one song that you want to watch. I want people to get interested and know all the other people who are playing music around town.
So it's almost going to be like MTV from when MTV was actually MTV.
When they actually played music.
Played music, yeah.
Or people that actually play instruments, you know, or things that, you know.
Hey, I'm going to do this and you can yell at me later.
Okay. As long as you're not going to like, you know, give a shout out to any tribute bands, we're all right.
So I just put up the website address. It's musicfromthe412.com. Keep in mind when you go visit it, it is not complete, but it does have the information for the concert series there. And you can see the structure of what's coming. You'll notice that there's some.
We got to still work on that there, Bill.
Yeah.
there's lots of
room for content that's still coming. But because of the concert series, I do want to throw it out there so people can go and see what's coming up.
Yes.
And now I'm going to take it down. there, now it's down. So where did I think I know where this came from because we had conversations, but where did the idea for having a station dedicated to Pittsburgh musicians come from?
Actually, well, it came on. I did the live concert thing for the PGH, SOS PGH concert series. And when I did that, Blue, please, he's talking to you. He's letting
Hi, me Blue.
So when I did that, I really enjoyed doing the live shows and capturing it on video and things like that. So I dug that. He gets a chocolate chip cookie, I guess, just to keep him down. Mark's famous chocolate chip cookies.
Oh.
But I got to give him a piece that doesn't have the chocolate in it. Here. Come on. So anyhow, when I did the music from the 412 or the SOS PGH concert series from In Stuff Music, I really dug doing the video aspect of it as well and having the live performances. And I always wanted to do my own podcast, and I thought it was cool to try to step it up to do all videos and local videos and things like that. And I was going to try to fill some of the time with some national stuff, but as I soon found out that getting the rights and stuff to playing videos is not just like playing music. It's very detailed and you have to negotiate one by one. So the nationals are out. So it's just going to be locals or also unsigned bands from other places that are maybe on smaller labels that might approach me and make want their video played or whatever, but I'm not going to deal with the trying to get over.
I mean, similar guidelines to what I do here.
I don't mind paying the dues and I'm paying the BMI and all that other stuff. I want the musicians to, you know, for their stuff to make their money. Obviously I'm a musician, but they just make it too hard. They make it really too hard. But anyhow, the whole gist of it was to get people. And I didn't want it to be a YouTube thing. Like, I don't want it to be where they can go and just watch the one show that they want to watch. I want it to be on a regular basis on Monday night at 7. You tune in for this show, you know, or whatever show that you want to watch or whatever. Or maybe just put it on and whatever's on that you find a new band that you like or something. And you just find out more things that are going on in the city, in the music scene. So that's kind of what I was trying to do for it. And it's taken – I've tried to start this about 6 months ago. And I'm finally up and running, and we're going to start shooting episodes and things like that. So the video station probably isn't going to start. Best case scenario is September.
All right. So I'm going to pause for a moment and ask you a question because this doesn't happen very often. My wife sent me a question. She's like, possible interview question.
Okay.
And
what's she got?
So she was listening to another podcast today. And okay. And it fit. And she wants to know, Rocky, if you didn't have music in your life, what would you be doing instead?
Oh, geez. I don't know. I really don't know what I'd be doing. I probably have a lot more money.
Yeah, I'm sure there would be some more money looking around at the instruments in the room.
Yeah, right. I'd have a lot more money and I'd have a lot more time on my hands. It seems like I don't have enough time to do everything that I want to do. That being said, probably just work. I mean, I work all the time as it is, but work. And then after work, I do what I enjoy doing is music, you know. And I mean, I can't even really think of anything. I'm too old to say sports or anything like that because I'm past that. Sometimes it's hard to stand more than
I believe you. I believe you recently had a birthday, right? A fairly monumental one.
I just turned 50.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you very much. And I don't know if you could see, I got, well, wait a second. Let me turn this way. I don't know. These are all my birthday bottles of Jack Daniels. There's like five of them over there. But anyhow, I digress.
So when was, how old were you when you joined your first band?
Sixteen.
So 34 years.
Yeah, I played the decade when I was 16. So that was my first band, Strutter, named after a Kiss song.
Kiss song.
Yeah, with Bobby Kunkel. We played a lot of covers. We did originals back then too, but we did some covers and things like that. It was my first band, and after that, I was in a couple other things, and then from that 1990. Right out of high school, I joined Torn and Frayed when they first started with me, Mark Shear, Vinnie Q, and actually this dude, John Gibson. We called him Gib. And then eventually Scott Wilson came into it, and Paul Shook came into that band. So I was in Torn and Frayed for a long time. Played with some other things. I still do some side projects or whatever, but Torn and Frayed was my main band, and now Borstal Boys are my main band.
And you do some work with Super Monkey as well, correct?
Yes, I do. Whenever Chris books a gig, he calls me and Matt up, and we go play.
What? I know I haven't asked you this question, so I'm not going to give the backstory because people have heard it. But what is the best pizza you've had because you've been a musician? So either you stopped there on your way to a gig or on your way from a gig, or the venue bought it and supplied it to you. Best pizza you've had.
At a gig. Nothing to really write home about. Minio's is my favorite pizza in the city. People are going to be either hate me or love me, but Beto's, I love Beto's pizza. I know it's different, the cool toppings and everything, but I love it. I love Minio's. Vincent's. I guess I get Vincent's every once in a while when we play the Subalpine Club. Shout out to Josh. He's doing a great job down there.
Went to edit the banner and put up the wrong URL there. I'm going to throw another one up. It's much closer to being finished.
Okay.
That is this one, anthonylamondi.com. Tell us a
page.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, actually this Friday night is Dominic Fusca and Chuck Austin. I just did a recording for Dominic Fusca. That's going to be coming out in the next month and a half. It's actually being mixed. It's almost done being mixed right now, and send it out to be mastered, and we'll get it back, and it'll be released very soon. That I produced with him, and I've been producing my own stuff forever, and there's some bands that I've been working with in the last couple of years, and I work at the Vault, and if anybody ever needs me to produce anything, I mean, they have Jimmy Hoyson over there and Dave Hillis, so you know what I mean? I'll take the third step down, I guess, to over there and producers, but it's just nice to be included with them. But if anybody out there wants me to help them produce their EP or record or anything, just give me a buzz.
I know that there is a really cool review that Dominic sent that I have not put on the website yet. So I will get that put up tonight since I put it out there and mentioned it.
Yeah, you're quick on releasing these websites that aren't done
yet. I am. Well, see, here's the thing. Normally I wouldn't, but we're talking about everything that's on them.
Yeah, that's true. We could send them to the Facebook page instead.
Yeah, we could, but...
Now you just got to work really hard tonight when you get off of here.
Well, I have two podcasts to edit too.
You need a couple computers. You know what I mean?
There are in this room alone right now at least 4 laptops and a desktop somewhere.
I hear you.
I think I'm gonna give you one more question. I'm gonna let you go. And you may have answered this one before, but who knows? Maybe your answer has changed. Who is your Dave Grohl? In other words, who do you want to go up on stage with and play one of their originals?
Rod Stewart in the Faces. Let's get a Faces reunion back together. Let me come up and play a couple songs with the Faces. I'd be into playing with some Ronnie Wood and some Rod Stewart. Would be fantastic.
That's where the Borstal Boys name came from, correct?
Yes, it is. Exactly. Everybody's always like, what's your name? What's your name? Why do you call yourself that? So go listen to the Faces and maybe you can check on to it. You know what I mean?
All right. So one more time, please. AnthonyLamondi.com, which is like 95% done. Once I put up the quote tonight, it'll be like 96%.
Yes.
And then musicfromthe412.com, which has a long ways to go, but has the concert series information on there.
Blue wants to say hi. Okay.
So make sure you check out Rocky's endeavors, borstalboys.com as well. Super Monkey, I can't ever remember his. Is it supermonkeyrecording.com?
I'm not even sure. You could just go on Super Monkey on Facebook and find him. I'm not sure. You know what I mean?
And the but, vault.
The vault, over, of course, because none of this would be done without Bob in the vault. Bob's been a big supporter of me and has helped me out a lot. I've done projects over at his place. He's really, what should I say? He's really helped me and my band out a lot. He lets me record my music and our guys' music for years now and with no returns whatsoever. So I definitely got to thank him for everything, you know?
So, hey, well, Rocky, I want to thank you for hanging out with me for a little bit tonight.
Thank you, Bill. Hey, and any bands that have videos, right now it's not up there on the website.
The form is not, yeah.
The form is going to be up there. And basically it's just you giving me permission to use your video on the thing and you give me a link to your video and they've got to be in 1080. You send it to Bill. He'll give it to me so I can put it on and I got to start getting all these videos in the library. So when the station starts, we have a bunch of local original bands, videos and music up there, which is really what I'm trying to do. You know what I mean? So as many of you guys who have local videos, as long as they're done professionally, I have no cell phone videos or things like that. But you know, if you had a video and it's done professionally, I'll definitely play it on the station.
So in the meantime, you can, like you said, you can send them to me. I can get them to him. You can also send them to, now I can't remember. Is it band or info on music for the 412? I think it's band, right? Band at?
I don't know.
You know what? Let me go look.
Let me look myself. It says video submission.
There's an email address.
Oh, okay.
Bands. Bands. BANDS at musicfromthe412.com. Which will get you in touch with Rocky.
Yes.
I drove 2 hours through the valleys and the trees, hoping the bears don't smell these skunks sitting next to me. Well, there's a handsome little thing on the other side, and if I'm lucky, well, I'm getting lucky tonight. Well, don't tell my dad I'm going nowhere, he'll never understand. Why's a girl gotta drive so damn far? The city streets laid off. don't do it for me. So I gotta get to Nowhere, Ohio. The weatherman says cool winds and clear blue skies. Let's start a bonfire and dance with fireflies. Headlights can't be seen nowhere tonight. Sunset in the middle of nowhere sounds alright. Well, don't tell my dad I'm going nowhere. He'll never understand. Why's a girl gotta drive so damn far? But these city streets, they don't do it for me. So I gotta get to Nowhere, Ohio. City streets, they don't do it for me. So I gotta get to Nowhere, Ohio. I said, don't tell my dad I'm going nowhere. He'll never understand. Why's a girl gotta drive so damn far? But the city streets, they don't do it for me. So I gotta get to Nowhere, Ohio.
I wish I could sleep away these these days and wake up to the phantoms in the dwellers. Then we could dance down here in my mind cellar. Cause I wanna hold her close when I tell her. I'm afraid of what they'll see, and eventually they'll leave. To whom it may concern, I understand just why they do. After what I put them through, I wish I could leave me too. To whom it may concern.
Our feet dig in the sand, the warmth of your fingers holding my hand. The moon doesn't shine, dark settles the air. The sun has grown dim, how I wish you still cared. Take me back to the day you were mine, back to the time when you stood by my side. Music and melodies, they haunt my mind. Take me back somewhere.
can I do? Got the will in my hands, but I still can't get to you.
Na 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 This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best on-signed rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.